Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, September 18th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We always find it a joy to prepare. Sometimes it's a labor, but when we get to this point, we have prayed and asked God that He might use our message to encourage others. Today's message is titled, Our Steadfast Refuge. The scripture verse for another obscure minor prophet is Nahum 1, verse 7.
The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him.
Last night we gathered in the sanctuary of our church and had special prayer for a young man who is having surgery today for a brain tumor. Prior to the anointing service, our friend Mike led out in the hymn, To God Be the Glory, and then implored us to lean hard on God. And I like that expression. I tucked it into my heart. And I trust that Jared's family is doing just that today.
Following Pastor's anointing of oil and the many prayers offered up by his supporters, a line formed as Jared's friends and family personally gave him a word of encouragement and reassurance of their ongoing prayers, as many tears were shed and hugs were given. He and his family must have surely experienced the strength and energy that comes from knowing others are also bearing your burden. Just over a week ago, his life was routine, with one day simply blending into another before the tumor was discovered.
Well, today we want to share a word of hope and encouragement from one of the most obscure Old Testament prophets. Nahum served and spoke out for God during very troubling times, as Assyria was tormenting the people of God. This oppression caused a troubling yet frequently asked question. How could God allow such inhumanity to go unanswered?
In different ways, we may ask that same question today, particularly during times of trouble. We again consider our Christian brothers and sisters throughout many parts of the world who are being persecuted. Or on a personal level, you may be in the heat of a very difficult trial yourself, and you may wonder, where is God as I am hurting?
Well, the prophet Nahum speaks through the Holy Scriptures, the altogether inspired and inerrant Word of God, with a great word for us and our brethren around the world. First of all, he states,
The Lord is good. This attribute is really insufficiently pondered today. It is so well assumed that it's really taken for granted that the Lord is good. But what if the supreme being of the universe was not good? Now that's a thought that I find hard to comprehend and really have no desire to ponder in depth just how dreadful life would be if it were true. But Psalm 100 verse 5 reads, For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Well, secondly, our daily verse from Nahum states, He's a refuge in time of trouble. The Hebrew word here for refuge conveys a fortified place, a defense, a force, a fortress, a rock, or strength. What a great assurance during the inevitable times of trouble in life. Jesus is the rock in a weary land. He is an anchor in the times of storm. Proverbs 10:29, it's a neat little verse. It states, The way of the Lord is a refuge for the righteous, but it is the ruin of those who do evil.
And thirdly, He cares for those who trust in Him. Now here's our part. We must trust. When we are in the middle of a tunnel with darkness behind and darkness before us, God still calls us to trust. When we're in the valley of deepest despair, we must trust. And when we're on the spiritual mountain, we must trust. A very familiar New Testament verse many have memorized instructs the believer not to carry the heavy burdens of life in our own strength, but to cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Our Lord Jesus is the great burden bearer.
Finally today, hear the word of the psalmist as we conclude today's message. It's in Psalm 62, verse 8. Trust in Him at all times, O people. pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Indeed, friends, He's a steadfast refuge.
Let us all pray together. Father, we want to trust You at all times, in the good times and in troubled times. Thank You for Your promise that You will not let us drown when we pass through the deep waters. We will not be burned, nor will the flames hurt us when we walk through the raging fires that seek to engulf us. We don't have to be afraid because You have saved us and called us by name. You are truly our refuge, and we pour our hearts out to You, and we ask You to meet our needs. May our faith increase and our devotion deepen as we lean hard on You. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us for today's message, whenever you may happen to be listening to it. Again, it's the message that we have prepared for Thursday, September 18th, 2008. We're concluding the podcast now about 8:50 a.m. Eastern Time. And we know some of you within the next hour probably will be listening to this message as soon as we post it up on the blog. But others, it may be God will lead you to it many days down the road or weeks or longer. We do have some suggested music up on the site today. One, a song by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. A great song, My Life is in Your Hands, that I think Brooksine and I enjoy and especially devote to our friend Jared today and all of our listeners who may be undergoing hard trials. Another song, though, is one written by our friend Mike Book. We mentioned he led the service last night, the song service. Mike had a heart to write a song for Jared. He called it Jared's Song. And it's a good song. And he came over to our home. We're always aware that whenever we use music produced in our home studio, it doesn't have all the professional background and equipment that make so much of the music we're accustomed to sound. But Mike does a great job. And the neat thing about the local area we live in, and wherever you live as well, is that we can vouch for Mike's authentic faith. And I appreciate Mike and his wife Kay and their kids and their love for the Lord. Well, thanks for joining us today. It is, again, our reminder to you that God is our steadfast refuge. Our website, by the way, I don't believe I mentioned, is dailyencouragement.net.